This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Heading into the GOP convention, Donald Trump announced his vice presidential running mate as Mike Pence, governor of Indiana. Pro-life advocates are glad for his pro-life positions, but also note that Pence has lived that commitment as both a D.C. legislator and as a state executive. Hillary Clinton wasted no time calling Pence divisive and unpopular for saying, as a U.S. congressman, that he longs for the day that Roe v. Wade is on the trash heap of history. Trying to add a personal spin to her attacks, Clinton went to social media to say Pence is Donald Trump with a different haircut. Almost as if cutting their response from something planned months or years ago, Planned Parenthood simply said Pence was the worst possible choice as Donald Trump's running mate. Former presidential candidate Senator Marco Rubio said Pence was a rock-solid choice for vice president. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Other stories at Life News, an op-ed from Wesley Smith breaks down how the American Medical Association is working to give doctors power to hasten death in refusing ordinary medical treatment to terminally ill patients. And Canadian pharmacists are looking to cut out doctors and simply sell the dangerous RU486 chemical abortion pill. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.